Food bloggers, hi, how are you today? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Eat Blog Talk podcast. This is the place for food bloggers to get information and inspiration to accelerate your blog's growth and ultimately help you to achieve your freedom, whether that's financial, personal, or professional. I'm Megan Porta. I have been a food blogger for 13 years, so I understand how isolating food blogging can be. I'm on a mission to motivate, inspire, and most importantly, let each and every food blogger, including you, know that you are heard and supported. Food bloggers, as you know, food blogging can be overwhelming. It can bring those challenges of burnout or feelings of near burnout. It can be a lot at times. There's a lot coming at us. Platforms emerge all the time, new strategies, new people, new voices to focus on. I mean, I could go on and on. Something that really helps to deal with all of the stuff in our world is staying on top of your mindset. You all know how much I love this topic. It's a near and dear one to me. So I love that Nicole Weingartner from Simply Scrumptious Eats brought this topic to the table to talk about here in this interview. We talk about mindset quite a bit here on Eat Blog Talk, but some of these topics that Nicole talks about are things that we have not touched on before. So be sure to tune into this, even if you've listened to all the mindset stuff here on the podcast. You will get new things from this episode. Nicole talks about focus. What are you actually focused on? Stopping to remind yourself and give conscious thought to this is really important. Staying true to who you are, making sure you're on top of your goal setting, and she talks through some strategies with that. Not spreading yourself too thin, and a bunch of other stuff that is really valuable. This is episode number 525, and it is sponsored by RankIQ. eBlog Talk is thrilled to unveil the eBlog Talk Accountability Group, an exclusive community made for food bloggers who crave accountability, focus, and connection. We understand that not everyone is ready to dive into the Mini Minds group or the Masterminds program. That is why we've crafted this special offering for bloggers like you who want that extra push toward their aspirations but aren't yet able to make the financial or time commitment. Here is what the eBlog Talk Accountability Group has in store for you for this low introductory price of $34 a month. This ongoing membership has its own private Slack channel. You will gain access to a dedicated channel facilitated by the community manager at eBlog Talk, Taryn Soli, for questions, insights, and collaboration. You will get weekly accountability check-ins so you can stay focused and motivated with those weekly check-ins in Slack to track and achieve your goals confidently. You will have access to productivity focus sessions. Join these optional live Zoom sessions twice a week to boost your productivity by working alongside your peers and tapping into that collective energy. And you will get monthly group Zoom calls replacing the former Clubhouse chats. Join these calls to connect, discuss current topics, share experiences, and celebrate achievements. Those calls will be hosted by me, Megan Porta, and I can't wait to see some of you there. If this sounds intriguing, head over to eatblogtalk.com/focus to sign up today. eatblogtalk.com/focus. Nicole blogs with her bestie, Andrea, who lives in Washington, and you will find Nicole in Virginia. Together, they have a food blog where they specialize in simple, delicious recipes for busy families. Nicole is the one to do the recipe development and food photography and keyword research, and Andrea takes care of the writing, Pinterest, web stories, social media, and she is currently learning video editing. Their blog was founded in 2021. Good morning, Nicole. How are you today? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good too. You are my first interview of the day. So excited to start with mindset with you today.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Before we get into that, do you have a fun fact to share with us?
Yeah. So a few years ago, I lived on a remote tropical island in the Pacific with my family for a few years. It was really fun.
Oh, okay. Back up. How did you get to a remote tropical island in a few years? What?
Yeah. So my husband finished grad school and he's a PA, and we are actually all set up to go do like a residency thing in Houston, but we're not really city people. And so I was kind of looking around like, what else could we do? And looking at some loan repayment things, and I checked the box that said like islands, and he got this recruitment email, and I was really excited about it because it had all these pictures of like beautiful, pretty blue water and white sandy beaches. And so I marked it in his email as unread so that he would see it, because we were kind of both doing this job search and together. And a couple of days later, I was like, hey, did you see that email from Saipan? And he's like, you mean the scam? And I was like, wait, but what if it's not a scam? Like, we have to find out. And so it just sounded really fun. And we were at a good place of transition already because he had just finished grad school. And so we just decided to go, and we fell in love with it. And we were there a little over 3 years. It was really magical.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous. I too would choose that way over being in the city. Oh yeah. My goodness. Do you have any, I don't know, like extra fond memories, like anything that stands out during those 3 years?
Yeah. So obviously connecting with other people while we were there was a big part of that. And I just have all of these memories of, we had a couple beaches that we loved to go to in the evenings, and, you know, and it was always warm. And so we'd swim and then we'd get out, or sometimes we wouldn't swim, and we'd have a big bonfire and like watch the sun go down and then just, you know, look at the stars and talk and connect and just have these really beautiful moments. Those are probably my favorite memories.
Oh, this is so wonderful. Okay. I'm like now in this mindset, the chill mindset. Oh, I'm glad you started with that. Thank you for framing this talk that way, because it's perfect. We're talking about mindset and going to that place that makes you cozy. Okay, so to start just this talk about mindset, would you tell us a little bit about your blog, which I love the name of it. So talk about when you started, who you started it with, and anything else you want to mention.
Yeah. So I blog at Simply Scrumptious Eats. I blog with my bestie, Andrea. We used to live in the same town. I live in Virginia, but she moved to Washington State a few years ago. So we just have a food blog where we specialize in simple, delicious recipes for busy families. I do the recipe development and food photography and keyword research, and she does the writing and takes care of Pinterest and web stories. Like, her list is a lot longer, but, you know, because it's all the extra things.
Yeah.
We started in 2021. We'd been brainstorming different businesses we could start together. And I absolutely love cooking and baking and creating recipes. And I would make these recipes and my husband or my kids would say, hey, make that again. I'd be like, I don't know what I did. And because I wouldn't write them down. And so one day, and Andrea is a fabulous cook too. She's amazing. And so I was like, I'm going to start a food blog. And then a few weeks into it, I realized how lonely I was. I was like, this is not a job for a person who loves people. And so I was like, hey, do you want to do this with me? And she was just like, I thought you'd never ask. And so it was, anyway, it's been really fun to just have a partner in it and somebody that I can, who understands and who I can always, you know, just relate with and things. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. So you've been going strong since 2021. So quite a few years. Any issues? Like, I don't know. I always think starting a blog with a friend, just like risky, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get to a point where you're like, oh, I just disagree with you or anything like that?
No, it's so weird. We're always like on the same page, or we'll be like, you know, or maybe one of us will kind of be like, oh, we need to pivot this way. And the other person's like, I've been feeling that way too. It's really mind-boggling how in sync we are with everything. We used to both actually do everything. Like, we both did the recipe development and pictures and, you know, our own posts and the writing and stuff. And then last year, Andrea was like, I think if we divide, we can conquer a lot better. Yeah. And yeah, so it's interesting, you know, and then, yeah, we've just always been on the same page. If there is a disagreement, it's super minor and it might just be on, you know, how to execute some small thing. We have never had a big clash. So
yeah, sounds like you guys are a good team. You get along well and get things done. Amazing. Yeah. So at what point in your blogging journey did you realize how important mindset was? And did you guys both realize this, or is this something that came to you?
So I guess it's with the probably just a few months in, as we're trying to figure everything out. And, you know, and we both have kids, we have families. And for us, part of the reason we love blogging together is because we both really value lifestyle and having a good, high quality life. And so we were busier than we wanted to be and felt like our families were suffering a little bit. And so it really came like that. We have to have a good mindset. We have to be able to manage the stress. We have to be able to do things in a certain way so that, because for both of us, our families are more important than the blog. Our ability to keep living a life is more important than the blog. So we just kind of had this, oh, the blog is, it's taking up too much of my life. And how can I manage that in a way that's healthy? So.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I think everyone listening can probably relate so closely to what you just said. The blog is taking up all of my life and all of my energy. And it can be all consuming, and it gets to the point where you either burn out or you realize you have got to make changes in order to sustain yourself, right?
Right.
So I love that you guys did that together and you just realized that the blog was not your primary focus. It's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to be a happy human.
Yes, absolutely.
And to be healthy for your family or whoever you need to show up for. So you have some mindset tips for us because, like I said, we can all relate to this. So this is going to be super helpful for all of us. So what do you have for just tips for keeping us mindset focused?
Yeah. So I would say one of my best tips is focus. And, you know, really evaluating what are we focused on and where is it taking us? One of my friends shared a story of teaching her daughter how to ride a bike. And she and her daughter were teaching their oldest how to ride a bike without training wheels. And the street that they lived on at the time had a parked car on it. And while they were teaching her, they kept telling her over and over again, don't hit the car, don't hit the car, whatever you do, like, do not hit the car. And of course, the very first thing she did was bike straight into the car. And they're like, why did you do this? What happened? And, you know, they were telling her to focus on the car. That's what they told her to focus on. It was, and so she went to the car. And so I think it's really important to self-evaluate, you know, every few months or so, and just kind of say, and be really honest with yourself and say, where am I focused? What am I focused on? And where is that focus taking me? Am I too focused on this negative thing? Am I really focused that, oh, like Q4 didn't go as well and boo, or am I focused on like, okay, we're going to do this one thing and we're going to change it and fix it and master it. And so I think, you know, really evaluating where our focus is so that we can be taken in the right direction.
And don't you feel like here in 2024, it's so easy to focus on the bad things, the wrong things? There's so much going on in our space that can so easily grab our focus.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of negativity we could focus on. And then also there's just a lot of distractions too. I think sometimes, you know, we could say, oh, you know, I'm not focused on the negative. I'm doing really great. But maybe we just have a big distraction too. That's maybe it's something outside of our control, a stressor, or maybe it's, you know, Instagram or scrolling social media. Just, we have all these distractions and just remaining focused on like, okay, this is where I want to go. So it's what I'm going to look at.
Oh, I love this point. I think this is probably the most important. I love that you mentioned it first because we don't always stop and think about what we're focusing on. Like your example with the bike, that probably wasn't like at the forefront of her mind, like, I am focused on the bike. I'm focused on the bike. But because she had heard it, she was, of course, focused on the bike. So do you recommend like stopping once in a while throughout the day and just asking yourself, like, where's my focus? Or how do you recommend we realize what our focus is, I guess?
Yeah. So I think for me, part of my morning routine is kind of, I like to kind of outline my day and how I want it to go. I'm not really like a schedule person, so I kind of more create an outline and I kind of try to pick a focus. And, you know, I usually have a general focus too. And so I think evaluating every day and then just if I'm feeling off throughout the day, like reevaluating, what am I focused on? Like, you know, maybe why am I not being productive? What's going on? So yeah, in times if you feel stressed to reevaluate and then reevaluating on a daily basis. And then also, you know, every few months or however often it is that you kind of reset your goals and do that, like, okay, where is my focus? But yeah.
Yeah, that's an important one. So put that on your list today, everyone. Go and see what you're focused on today and this month and this week. Okay, what other mindset tip do you have for us, Nicole?
My next tip would be to stay true to who you are. This is something that's kind of come up for me more recently. I don't get so involved in your self-progress that you lose who you are at your core. So for example, I'm not actually a type A person. Growing up, my mom always called me her Hakuna Matata child, which obviously means no worries. I was very carefree and flighty and just very uninhibited person. And I've spent a lot of years trying to develop some of these type A characteristics because I've been able to see the success in life that it can bring. And as I was wrapping up 2023 and doing my self-evaluations at the end of the year, I realized that some of these things that are part of who I am at my core that I value and love have weakened because I haven't nurtured them. So, you know, and I wasn't as in touch with who I am in my heart and my soul. And so this year I picked my word of the year and my personal development focus are actually about amplifying some of my core characteristics. And, you know, and I think to go along with that, staying true to who you are, you have to get down to your why. Why are you doing things? What makes you feel alive? So Andrea, the other half of a blog, she's a runner. And I'm just going to brag on her really quick because I'm just so proud of her. But she's run a mile in less than 5 minutes multiple times. She's legit.
That's crazy.
And yeah, so she's this elite Spartan racer. And as her best friend, I have the privilege that when she's done with the race, she will Marco Polo me a play-by-play of the race. And it is one of my favorite things to listen to. Because her voice, she is on fire. She is full of passion. It's amazing. That is one of, and we all have many things that can light us up. But that is one thing. And to just watch her talk about it and see the joy that it brings her is beautiful. And so for all of us to find our why is a big deal, right? What lights you up? And are you staying true to that with your goals, with your life plans? And if you're not, how can you get there?
Oh, this is such a good one. I love your example too of just using your co-blogger and best friend and how it seems like one little thing, just running, right? Kind of insignificant, but for her, that's a really big deal. And we can all relate to those things in life that might seem little to everyone else, but to us, they're really big deals and we feel so strongly about them. And just finding those, and it really does carry over, don't you agree, into your blog? So even if it is running or something completely outside of blogging, if you're staying true to that and really focusing on it and feeling the joy and passion from it, you're going to be a better blogger.
Yes, absolutely. You'll be a way better blogger. And yeah, and I also think it's important, stay true to who you are. Do you actually care about your goal? Does that make sense? So maybe you have this goal. Maybe you're maybe you want to live in a big house, or maybe you want to, I don't know, help people in some big way. But maybe after you do some self-reflection, maybe those things aren't important to you. Maybe you saw that somewhere else and that's somebody else's thing. And you're like, oh, actually, maybe I don't care about that. Maybe I want to do something else completely. So, and being in alignment and making sure that you're on that path and that the focus that we talked about before is getting you to where you want to be in a way that is true to who you are at your core.
Yeah. And this for me changes sometimes. I'll think I want something and then I'll have it on my goal setting little sheet I open every morning for a while. And then I will one morning I'll be like, wait a second, is this really what I want? I think it changed. And it's okay to change that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And yeah, and sometimes there are things that, are true to who we are, but then yeah, it changes and it's not there anymore. And yeah, I think it's great to move on and to have a variety. And I think it's also important, like you said, to just evaluate and be able to say, oh, that's not for me anymore.
Yeah. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be written in stone all the time. It's okay to start over. So I love that one. So great to keep in touch with that. And then what do you have next for us, Nicole, for mindset tips?
So I have some goal setting tips so that you can do it in a way to be successful and not burn out or overwhelm yourself. I'm really into personal development and constantly trying to grow and change and evolve. And, you know, I have goals, personal, business, family, et cetera. And there was a time last fall, I think it was sometime last year, summer or fall. And I had all of these things that I was working on and striving towards. And a lot of them are, you know, when I'm goal setting, I try to work them into my routine. And so I don't always have like a specific list. It's just kind of like, I'm doing this and I add it in and doing this and add it in. And so I was just feeling really stressed out and overwhelmed. And my husband's like, I think you're maybe doing a little too much and we're trying to do too much here. And so I wrote everything down that I was working on and all my goals and all the things that I was trying to do. And I just had this huge aha moment. Like, the list was so long. And I was like, this is the list of a crazy person. And this is completely impossible. Like, nobody could do this. What the heck? And I was trying so hard. And I wasn't really having like feelings of failure. I was just like, I wasn't sleeping anymore.
Too much.
I was massively stressed out. It was way too much. And so then I just did some internal work and really tried to listen to my heart to figure out which of those goals were the best for me and which ones were just extra or that could, you know, which are the most important. And maybe I really do want that, but you know, I don't need it this year. I can do it next year. It's okay. So now I just try to have 2 to 4 goals that I'm working on at a time. And another thing with goal setting is I try to habit stack. So if I already am in the habit of doing something, I will just add it on. So maybe one of my goals is I'm working on some personal development thing and I'm reading a book to go with it. And I'll just add on like 15 minutes of reading that book to my morning routine. So I just try to find ways to work them into my routines that I already have set.
Hello there, food bloggers. Are you wanting to tap into additional revenue and improve your site experience for your users? If you're saying yes to all of this, then Chicory might be a really great fit for you. Chicory is a leading monetization platform for food bloggers, enabling you to integrate highly relevant, shoppable ads into your recipe content and earn revenue from top CPG brands. Chicory's hyper-contextual ads and shoppable technology will help you improve your site experience and engagement, allowing your readers to go from inspiration to checkout in just a few clicks. Enjoy easy installation and ongoing access to the Chicory team at zero cost to you. Chicory makes it easy to track your earnings, optimize your blog content using recipe insights, and connect with its team. Here is a testimonial from a happy Chicory user. Quote, "Cooking and baking is my passion. Chicory makes it simple and easy for me to share that passion with the Where is My Spoon audience, providing a seamless purchasing journey for my readers and an effective monetization model for my blog." End quote. That is from Adina Beck from Where is My Spoon. Head over to eblogtalk.com/resources, scroll down to the Chicory logo and click that button that says learn more about Chicory. Or you can go to chicory.co/foodbloggers to learn more and to sign up. Now back to the episode. Yeah, I think this is something that we dismiss too. We just go along like you were and then all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, wait a second. This is way too much. And you were probably feeling the overwhelm and maybe borderline burnout. And I love that your husband reined you in too. And he was like, wait, you might be doing too much. Because sometimes it does take a third part or another person to just be like, wait, this is not a normal human thing to do.
Right.
Yeah. So you said you have 2 to 4 goals at any given time. Mm-hmm. How do you plan that? So do you do this at the beginning of the year? Do you do this at the beginning of a quarter? Like, how often do you sit down and actually think through those goals?
I actually have this really great planner that I use. It's called the Dream Book Planner, which sounds cheesy. And it's actually, if anybody's interested in it, I believe the company that sells it is called like Dragon Tree Apothecary, and it is a little bit hippie, the planner, because it's, you know, it'll be like light a candle and get into a good space. And like, so, but I really love it because it takes you through like, it's a lot of self-evaluation and self-reflection. And then you kind of do like your 10-year plans and your 5-year plans and your 3-year plan and your 1-year plan. And then it helps you break those down into quarterly goals and then monthly goals and weekly goals. So I use that. And so I do reevaluate, you know, each week I take a few minutes to kind of evaluate how things are going and how I can improve. And then quarterly, I do work on new goals. So as far as goals go, I feel like it's 2 to 4 goals because sometimes they're really big goals and they're taking more time. But sometimes I have smaller goals and so I can do a few of them at a time. It just depends on what I'm working on. But I really like to make sure that I'm in alignment when I do that.
I love that you evaluate each week too. So it's not just like, because I used to do this. I would plan my goals and like, you know, every year, every quarter, and then kind of just set them free and not really touch base with them. But then it was like you would lose sight of them. And then if you looked at them again, they were so far off that you just need to start over. So
yeah,
going back to them every week or every day or whatever you feel like you need just keeps it top of mind so that you know if it's still relevant, if you need to change it. But I do think this is such an important one, just keeping an eye on your goals.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a big game changer for me to just, and the planner that I have, it has some like self-reflection questions that you do at the beginning of the week. So my Monday morning routine is a little bit longer. If you think about it, to go back and look at your goals, though, it only takes 5 or 10 minutes to kind of reevaluate and be like, okay, how can I tweak this? So this one kind of fell to the side. What can I do? What am I going to do next time? So,
right. Once they're down, it really doesn't take long to go back and just keep looking at them and reevaluating. But in our minds, I feel like we build it up so that it's like this big thing. Like we have to spend an hour every time we look at it, but that's not true. It can be a few minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. That's a great one. What else do you have for us, Nicole? What other tip?
So my next tip is to not spread yourself too thin. You know, just take like one thing at a time and delegate. So in 2021, when Andrea and I first started blogging, we did everything together, which worked okay for that first year while we were figuring things out. But we were kind of both trying to do all the things and felt like both of us needed to know all of the things and learn all of the things and do it together and not divide the work. And we were spread way too thin and we weren't really able to get particularly good at any one thing. And then in 2022, we decided that we needed to add a little focus. So we took a keyword research course and got some much needed help with SEO. And we spent 2022 really learning those things and mastering those things. And by Q4 of that year, we saw some really great results from it. And then last year was the year that we decided to divide and conquer, where we kind of switched things up. And I went with I do the keyword research and the recipe development and the photography. And then Andrea does the writing and everything and Pinterest. Oh, and this enabled her. It enabled me to focus on and become better at the food photography. And Andrea actually decided, she's like, I'm going to learn Pinterest. I think it'll be really good for us. And I said, great, do it. And she took a little course and she was able to master Pinterest and increased our Pinterest traffic by over 10 times.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so, and now food photography is really easy for me and Pinterest is easy for her. So we have these things that are now like, we just kind of automatically do. And so they don't need a lot of time and attention. And we can move on. And so this year we decided that we're going to try to master video and maybe some social media. And we're thinking about trying to, because we're not really putting much effort into social media, but we are interested in that affiliate marketing and things.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think you guys have approached this in a really smart way. It's so easy to get into blogging and just be like, I want to do it all, like Cookie Monster, just shoving every cookie in his mouth. And
yeah,
I think that it's appealing and it's really tempting, but it's not exactly always the smartest thing to do. But I love that you guys have just kind of set aside a year for one focus at a time, and then you'll do the next thing and then figure out the next thing. It shows restraint and it allows you guys time to really hone your skills and get good at what you're doing, because we don't need to do it all, right? Like, oh, that is the message we're delivered. Like, you need to do it all. You need to be in all the places, but you do not need to do that.
Absolutely. And for us, when we were trying to do it all, we were just either bad or mediocre at everything. And so, yeah, being able to take the time and really focus in on something has enabled us to, you know, master it or get very good at it. So
I'm really glad you covered this one, because it's just, yeah, it's something that we just dismiss and there's too many things to do. As you know, so much going on in our worlds. Like every week I feel like there's a new concern or a new potential platform or a new strategy, and you just don't have to hear it all. You don't need to. So great message and great tip there. What other tip do you have, Nicole?
Okay, so my next tip is probably my biggest mindset hack that brings me the most bang for my buck, and that's to prioritize fun. I heard a quote a few months ago that went, "You're not stressed because you're doing too much, but because you're doing too little of what makes you feel alive." And I do want to throw in, like, sometimes we are stressed because we're doing too much, totally. But sometimes, like in my experience, you know, when I think about times that I'm stressed because I'm doing too much, if I intentionally add in some fun, you know, whether it's going on a hike, playing pickleball, having friends over, doing something fun with my family, I feel much better. And I find that when I prioritize fun, I'm more productive, I'm more motivated and focused. When I work, I find that I'm able to show up in a way with my work in a way that I like, and I can get things done more quickly and efficiently. And, you know, it can even be something as maybe I'm feeling a little bit like burnt out, overwhelmed. Maybe I've been putting in a lot of hours that week. And it can be something as simple as like taking a 10-minute break and watching Jimmy Fallon or puppy videos on YouTube and just like having a good laugh. And then, like, you know, having that lightness and that feel good, and then returning and being able to be more productive.
It's hard to get out of the, like, I picture this crazy just like spin, like you almost get into a spin where you just are out of control and you're working and you know you need to get out of it and do the fun things, but it's really hard to do that. So I love your idea of just doing something little, like watching a funny video, or I mean, it could be like 5 to 10 minutes to start, right? Just to pull you out of that crazy spin that we can get into.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes such a big difference, because I do feel like when I'm in that spin that I'm not as productive, and I'm not as, you know, like it's like while I'm working, I'm just kind of feeling like blah, like, like I just need to get through this. How do I get, you know, and it's more scattered, distracted working that I'm doing. I don't know if other people do that, but I do. Yeah. And it just helps so much to rein it in and, oh, I feel good now. And now I can focus.
Yes. Oh gosh. It does feel so good. Have you gotten to the point where you kind of have that awareness, like, okay, I am not being productive? Because I used to kind of dismiss that. And I didn't realize it. And like a whole day would go by and I was like, wait a second, I wasn't super productive. I probably shouldn't have been working. I probably should have stopped. But now I can see it in the moment. Like, okay, here I am. I need to put this down, even though it's hard and I don't want to. Do you find that you're more aware and that you've been able to teach yourself to just realize when you're needing that fun time?
Yeah. And, you know, I think that practicing is what makes it better. I do. Sometimes I will still have a day where I look back and I'm like, oh, I didn't get anything done. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to like, just have some fun, add some fun. And there are many times where I'm able to incorporate it in the moment at the time. But yeah, so I'm still a work in progress for sure. But it's something that I've gotten a lot better at the more that I do it.
Yeah. What else do you do that's fun? So you mentioned like, you know, watching videos, you mentioned pickleball. Give people some other ideas if you have them at the top of your mind.
It could be something like having a fun chat. Maybe you have somebody in your life who's kind of fun to talk to. I really love people and connecting with others. So that's always something that I turn to. I'm also very physical. So like hiking or going for a bike ride, those types of things are really fun for me. And I really just love to laugh. And so it can even be like watching a funny movie. Sorry, I'm saying a lot. off the top of my head, though, it's, you know, or maybe my neighbor's outside and I go talk with her, or just sit down with my kids after school and play a game with them or goof off with them or have a little dance party in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah. Oh, fun. I love it. Where do you live, by the way? I don't think I asked you that.
Oh, yeah. I live in Virginia. We live in, it's a rural area in the Appalachians.
Oh, yeah.
So, like in the foothills. Yeah.
Okay. Because we're all like, oh, we want to go over to Nicole's house now and have some dance
and have a party. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that one. Okay. What else do you have, Nicole, for mindset tips?
Okay. So this is my last one, and it's just kind of a quick one, I guess. So it's, don't be afraid to take a break. Like, your blog will always be there And it's okay to step back. If you're struggling to engage with producing your content, just take a break. And maybe you need a break for a day. Maybe you need a break for a month. In the summer, I tend to be really busy with a lot of kid things and a lot of like travel. And I do work hard ahead of time to prepare for that. But even if I didn't, I would still do it because it just makes all the difference. And, you know, sometimes it does take a little bit to get back in the mind, like, okay, re-entering work mode. But it's just so important. It's important for creativity. And yeah, your blog will always be there.
Yeah, that's the good thing about blogs. They don't fall away. They stay there.
Yep.
Yeah, I take a lot of time in the summer off as well. And oh, it's so needed. I feel like after a winter and spring of just putting in the work and making sure everything's good and solid, my mind, my body, my family, we all need that break. It is so necessary, whether it's the summer or, like you said, it could be just a week where you're feeling overwhelmed and burnt out and you need 1 week or a month. Or I know bloggers who take 6 months off of their blogs and their blogs are still there when they get back, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, these are so good. Okay, if you had to pick a favorite tip of all the ones you just talked about, what would it be?
I feel like probably staying true to who you are, because I feel like that one makes all, like, you know, it gives direction to the focus and the goal setting and helps you like just remember what's important.
This was amazing, Nicole. Thank you. We all need mindset tips, as this is not, I mean, it's a no joke job, right? Whether it's a hobby or a job, it is no joke. We need to stay on top of our mindset. So thank you for bringing this to the table. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Yeah, this was so fun. Right up my alley, my favorite topic. Do you have either a favorite quote or words of inspiration to leave us with?
Yeah, so one of my very favorite quotes, and it's actually our family motto. It comes from Eric and Emily Orton, who decided to get on a sailboat and sail with their family, and they're married and their five kids, just to go sailing for a year. Anyway, they wrote a book called Seven at Sea, and in it, there's this quote that they have that's called, it goes, "What could go right?" And it's not just, you know, thinking about the positive, like that's part of it. But part of it is also, you know, if you have this big goal or this big dream that's scary, what you do is you go through and you write down or think about and really evaluate all of the things that could go right if you went for it, all of that. And then you can, and it really is kind of one of those things that helps you conquer any fears that you're having over something. And it helps you see the true potential in your life. All these things could go right. Like, I'm going to do it. Or maybe you're not, you know, right? It just is a really great tool for evaluating that helps release the fear.
Oh, I love that. Because most people, if you said you were taking your five kids on a sailing adventure, they would tell you all the things that could go wrong, right? So the opposite of that is like, oh, that's so powerful. I love it. What's the name of the book, did you say?
Seven at Sea.
Seven at Sea. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have not heard of that. How cool, though. What a great story, I bet. We will put together show notes for you, Nicole. So if you want to go look at those, head to eatblogtalk.com/simplyscrumptious eats. Tell everyone where to find you and your co-blogger.
Yeah. So we are at simplyscrumptiouseats.com, and on Instagram, we're simplyscrumptiouseats_.
Awesome. Everyone go check Nicole and Andrea out. Thanks so much for being here, Nicole. And thank you for listening, food bloggers. I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Eat Blog Talk. Please share this episode with a friend who would benefit from tuning in. I will see you next time.